This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Boston University and their laboratory have created a new strain of the coronavirus that is fatal in 80% of the mice infected in their research. Many doctors around the country are sounding the alarm on the Made in America virus.
Yes, I am concerned, and there's no good reason to do it. And, you know, as a physician who has taken care of thousands of COVID patients, you know, over the past 2 years on the front lines, in the trenches, I tell you, this is dangerous, and it infuriates me.
Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News voices her concern.
But when it comes to COVID, this is classic gain-of-function research, and it should be banned. There is no room for it in society.
Numerous explosive-filled suicide drones struck Ukraine's capital Monday, setting buildings ablaze, tearing a hole in one of them, and sending people scurrying for cover. President Zelensky said it was Russia's attempt to terrorize civilians. Four people were reported killed, including a pregnant woman. Also Monday, a military aircraft crashed into a residential building in the southern port town of Yeisk on the Sea of Azov. Russian Defense Ministry said a Su-34 fighter jet crashed after taking off from a local airfield for a training flight. 13 people were killed and 19 injured, according to Health Ministry officials on Interfax. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced on Monday China's ruling party plans to annex Taiwan on a much faster timeline under Chinese President Xi Jinping than previously thought. Blinken's comments at an event at Stanford University in California.
If we're not taking a leadership role in that, then either someone else is, and it may well be China, and they're, again, probably not in a way that fully reflects our interests and values, or maybe just as bad, no one's doing it. And then you tend to have vacuums that get filled with bad things before they get filled with good things.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A U.S. recession is effectively certain in the next 12 months in the new Bloomberg Economics Model projections. The latest recession probability models forecast a higher recession probability across all time frames, with the 12-month estimate of a downturn by October 2023 hitting 100%, up from 65% from earlier projections. GOP Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin told Newsmax overnight that the November midterm elections wouldn't even be close without the highly biased media propping up Democrat candidates. He goes on to talk about his opponent's soft-on-crime agenda that has caused crime to elevate not only in Wisconsin, but around the United States.
You know, certainly in my case, Mandela Barnes, he's a radical leftist. He and Governor Evers, their goal was to reduce the prison population by 50%. They reduced it 15%, including paroling about 784 violent criminals, including 44 child rapists and 270 criminals that primarily committed or attempted murders, and they were horrific murders.
We were hoping to know the fourth team to join the Final Four in baseball's chase for the World Series. Mother Nature had other plans last night. Monday night's rainout has Game 5 this afternoon between New York Yankees and Cleveland. Also, Game 1 of the NLCS takes place tonight between Philadelphia and San Diego. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You knew it wouldn't be easy, but we're not about to give up the good fight. It's that important. Welcome and thank you for joining in. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Larry Klayman is back with us. Larry is the Freedom Watch chair, author of It Takes a Counter Revolution, Wake Up America. Hey, Larry, good to be talking to you again. How are you, sir?
The same, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Looking forward to this conversation. I was with much concern when the president so casually spat out that we're near this nuclear Armageddon, so to speak. I mean, the way he said it, it was like, does he even realize the significance of that statement that he's dumping out not only into the body politic, but into the world stage?
Well, he doesn't know where he is. Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. He's completely out of it. He's not in control of his government. It's being run by people, you know, Obama people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just completely lost. But the reality is with him as president, he's probably making that statement a reality because he is a risk. He doesn't know how to confront world crises. He is just floundering about. So under those circumstances, he probably is creating his own prophecy there.
And we at our expense.
At our expense, we probably are at the point of Armageddon. If he's president, he needs to be removed right away, peacefully and legally. He's at risk to this entire country.
My immediate thought, Larry, when he said this, is that, you know, how many of you would get behind this this chief executive, the commander-in-chief, you know, to take us to a nuclear war? Does he have the wherewithal? I mean, already the inner circles, this has been going on for quite a while, they knew that this would be the year that Joe Biden would be turning 80. But he's not a young 80. He is a very old 80. He's probably 80 going on maybe 95.
Well, that's right. I mean, some people can be 87. I just met Gary Player recently. I mean, he looks like 60.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You know, the famous golfer, you know?
Exactly.
But this guy, this guy's on his last legs. He can't think straight. He can't do anything correctly. He's shaking hands with the air. He's walking around like Night of the Living Dead.
And he's looking for dead people. He's looking for dead people. Yeah.
Right. And then we've got someone behind him whose IQ, if it's over 50, we're pushing it. That's Kamala Harris. And, of course, you've got the Republican Party on the other side, which basically is just a fundraising operation right now. So the country is really in dire straits. And, you know, to make a little segue here is that whatever happens in November, it makes little difference because Biden and Kamala Harris are going to be in power. And what's being told to people by Kevin McCarthy, who's now the minority leader in the House, hopes to be Speaker of the House, and also people on Fox News like Laura Ingraham and others saying, well, vote Republican, things will change. They're not going to change.
No.
And that's the reality. We need to remove them, which is why, you know, we are trying Joe Biden for bribery from communist Ukraine and Russia. negligent homicide. And the American people need to rise up right now. We need a new government. We don't need a new nation. This
no, I agree with you. The citizens grand jury that you're referring to, Larry, that we always come back to is important for people to understand where you are with that in indicting Joe Biden.
We're in the trial right now, and he will be convicted. I'm confident we have a people's judge. You can see excerpts of that trial on our website at freedomwatchusa.org. We need tax-deductible contributions, particularly during this period, because the Republicans are siphoning off a lot of contributions, and we need it badly. We need to be able to continue. People can go to freedomwatchusa.org. But, yeah, I mean, that's just the beginning, is that we also need a new government, and we need to create an alternative government. This one simply doesn't work. So, as we've talked about, government officials give themselves immunity. They're untouchable. And also, the federal judges gave themselves immunity as well. And look at what they're doing with the January 6th defendants, throwing them in prison without even right of bail, throwing entire families in prison, people that did nothing more than tweet, "This was the happiest day of my life." That becomes a crime. People need to wake up, Bill. You have, your listeners have, my supporters have, but the rest of the country is asleep at the switch.
Yeah, I mean, here we are today with runaway, you know, our economy is in the tank, runaway inflation, the president in denial and understanding that by every other matrix, this country is in recession. They're holding off the headline. We've already had two quarters that were negative quarters, which is a definition of a recession. But we get this kind of government speak that the Democrats, you know, that was really perfected under Barack Obama. You know, he just they made up language. They made up new definitions of words. And here we are, I mean, in the middle of recession, America is in pain. And Biden says, hey, look at, you know, our economy is healthy. I don't know what his idea of healthy, but of course he thinks he's healthy. So, you know, I guess we can measure what he says based on his own assessment of his own personal health.
The bottom line is you can't believe anything our so-called government says anymore. Doesn't matter where it's coming from. It's beyond that. So, and, you know, the Saudis were very smart. To shift a little bit here to another subject.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They want Biden gone. So Biden goes over there, gets down on his knees with the prince and asks him to increase oil production, to cut the price of oil, which hopefully, you know, would reduce inflation. And the prince probably says to him, well, I don't like what you're doing in Iran. I don't like this under-the-table deal that you're doing with our mortal enemy that wants to destroy us and our unofficial ally, Israel, and the rest of the Western world. What are you going to do about that, Joe? And he said, and he probably looks at him with a blank stare, where he says, well, we're going to do what we think's best. So the prince, you know, who's the major player in OPEC, decides they're going to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. Why was that? It's not to the Saudis' advantage to alienate Americans. They're our allies. They want to drive Biden out of office along with the Democrats. The price of gasoline is going to go in California over $10 shortly, believe me. It's going to be very high in every parts of the country. And the Democrats will suffer a bloodbath this fall. But the irony is that doesn't matter because Biden is still in power. And as long as he's in power, this country is going down. We're almost gone already after 2.5 years with this guy.
Right.
And therefore, the American people, peacefully and legally, need to do something new, whether it's our citizens' trials or whether it's declaring independence again and forming a new nation. If they don't see that, they're going to see it very shortly.
Exactly. Well, Larry, you know, Biden did everything he could in talking to the prince of saying, okay, if you're not going to do this, can you at least wait until after the midterms are over? I mean, another political ploy by the Democrats and Joe Biden. They just can't help themselves.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's the way it works. That's the way it would work on both sides, Bill.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Works that way.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, our government simply can't be trusted. It's not for the American people. It's for self-perpetuation of their own power and their fundraising prowess. That's
exactly.
That's unfortunately what we're dealing with now.
Yeah, going to break. We'll be back. More from Larry Klayman after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Praise God, 4,185 listeners have responded to the gospel message in our radio broadcast in India over the past 3 months. Christians only make up 2% of India's population, so for many listeners, our programs are the first time they're hearing about Christ. By sharing the hope of Christ in their own languages and providing literature that further explains how much God loves them, we're helping them to relate to a God who deeply cares for them on a very personal level. While we celebrate the thousands of people who have responded to the gospel through the Tide Radio broadcast, we're equally aware of how vital it is to continue our work in the region, telling people the inherent truth about Jesus and His love for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we have to wake up to realize that, look, at the other side is playing for keeps here. This isn't a game of patty cake. I mean, as Larry Klayman is saying, this is all about the holy trifecta of the globalist and the progressive left. It's power, it's control, it's money, and they're all out. And the power and control and money is at our expense to the point of our demise. They could care less. As far as they're concerned, we're all turning into human just digits, just digital information that they can do as they please. We're not human beings in their estimation. We're just a means to an end to satisfy their own greed. This is what's going on. You know, Larry, I had a chance to see the new documentary that's going to be released tonight on Dr. Fauci. And when you see this documentary, you will see clearly, because this epitomizes the underbelly of the bureaucracy of these captured elites that you're talking about. It's as if this disease, this real pandemic within our government, has metastasized to such a point that, as doctors would say when they are dealing with a patient on the operating table, they say, just sew them up. There's nothing we can do. And I hear your heart, and I'll tell you, more and more of us, we see what's going on in our government, and we can't help but agree and feel the same way, Larry.
I'm trying to be honest with what I believe and what the American people need to understand. January 6th, excuse me, Bill, January 6th was a manifestation of what the people were feeling generally with regard to our so-called government and the way they're running this country, how they've taken total control over our lives. The trigger point was President Trump not even being able to get a hearing from his own Supreme Court justices who want to be part of the establishment crowd in right. Washington, D.C. They saw the American people, decades of corruption, and it came to a head in 2020. And even then, 99% were peaceful that walked into the Capitol. Right. But the government cannot tolerate that. And that goes for both the Democrats and the Republicans. There are many, many Republican judges in that court in the District of Columbia, the most corrupt court in this country. I've been there for 45 years. It is corrupt to the core, top to the bottom, you know, and a lot of them, you know, in differing degrees throughout the country. But this is the worst. Mm-hmm. And they are throwing people in prison because the judges, frankly, fear for their own lives, because the American people have seen that they do not represent them. They're not a buffer with the other two branches of government. And that's what I write about in my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, dedicated to Jefferson. He said, no more honest than any other man. Of course, in those days, they didn't say woman. Mm-hmm. No more honest than any other man. There for life, with immunity. They're not unelected, unaccountable to the people. How do you solve disputes when the judges are simply the yes men of the people in power? And that's what we deal with today.
Exactly.
And consequently, the only alternative is revolution. And I'm saying no. not violent, peaceful and legal. But if we don't succeed, that's where it's going ultimately. Because when people can't afford food, they can't afford gasoline, they can't afford to send their kids to schools, they are going to react in a violent way. And we're headed in that direction if we don't right now take steps to create a new government. And with real leaders, honest leaders, who are there for the American people, not there for themselves.
We are at a critical crossroads here, Larry, is what you're pointing out. And we're at that point where, you know, in much the same way that Ukraine evolved, and in much the same way Taiwan is starting to evolve. You can pay me now or pay me later. You're going to pay the price that it takes in order to hold on to freedom, or you're going to pay for it later. Right now, it's always cheaper. Down the road, it's much more expensive. And as you say, hey, our hope and prayer is that this doesn't lead to, you know, bullets and another civil war within the confines of the United States of America. That this could be a revolution of spirit and revival of the American dream that could be done without this. But as you say, when people get pushed in the corner like this country and like these citizens are being pushed in, with inflation, recession, the irresponsibility of a government that is really not representing the people, it's no longer a government of for by the people, it's a government of for by the elites. They've all been captured with a Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum vision in mind, which has nothing to do with America first. That is America last, and this is what people are waking up to more and more, Larry. And, you are sounding the alarm responsibly to say, hey, we can handle it the easy way or the hard way. But I'm like you. I'm of the camp that it's inevitable one way or another, because the people, I mean, you already see this happening around the world. People are not tolerating the incompetence of government. And here we're not at the point like they are in Russia and in other, you know, parts of the world where, you know, they're so oppressed and they can't say anything that for them to stage a riot or a demonstration in the streets is almost like signing your own death sentence, right?
Well, it's getting there in this country, too. Look what they've done to my former alma mater. I mean, I saw politics there. I wrote about it. Mm-hmm. That's why I left and ultimately formed Judicial Watch and then Freedom Watch. Mm-hmm. But it's not like when I did that, you know, 30 years ago or so, it's not like it is today. Today you've got a virtual Gestapo in the Justice Department and its FBI. And now we have 87,000 IRS agents coming online. All these dictatorships, they not just use ministries of justice, but ministries of finance to keep people down, to charge them with crimes that they didn't commit, to make sure that they stay quiet. The left has seized total control over this country. And what do we have as a counterforce to that? We have an idiot who's the minority leader of the House, Kevin McCarthy, who just, you know, a week or so ago said, oh, we're not going to reform Obamacare anymore. We're moving on. Oh, we're going to have hearings about Hunter Biden. Who cares about your hearings? Stick them where the sun don't shine. Your hearings are only a dog and pony show to raise money and to perpetuate Republican power. You know, the Democrats are pure evil, Bill. They're socialist, communist, atheist, radicals of every group. They're the disciple of the devil, I believe. But the Republicans, they are nothing. They're zero. All they are is a fundraising operation. That's it. And I want people to understand, I need your help. Freedom Watch needs your help. The tax deductible contributions. Mm. Right now it's tough because people are giving money to the Republicans. You know, I never did what I did for money, but we need it to exist. So I hope people will go to freedomwatchusa.org. I don't care who's elected in the fall. It makes no difference. We, the American people, need to move on. These parties don't represent us.
And this is what we the people looks like, Larry, what you're pronouncing here. What the Democrats, even right now, the choice between the two, Democrat or Republican, I get that. I mean, you know, as you say, I would agree with your assessment of the Democratic Party. They've been in a downswing, a tragic free fall for, you know, the last two decades. Ever since they decided to remove God from their, you know, from their platform, it has just opened the door to all kinds of, as you would put it, evil. And it's being manifest clearly against the people. It's robbing us of our freedoms. Ladies and gentlemen, your money would be well funded, would be well used at Freedom Watch to this event if you want to save America. I mean, how else? What else are we going to do? And you know in your heart of hearts that Kevin McCarthy is not the answer. The Republican Party, as it stands right now, I mean, there's so much infighting. They so resist, you know, anything that speaks of Donald Trump that they're even using Republican funds against candidates who are pro-Trump. I mean, this is how messed up it is, and what Larry's referring to about the Republican Party. It's just all about fundraising. We need to be real, and we need to do something about the foundation of this country. And Freedom Watch is about their work, and they need our support. So check them out. Again, Larry, the website they can go to participate in, you know, in freeing up America.
FreedomWatchUSA.org. Thank you, Bill. We need your help right now. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. He is the Freedom Watch chair, author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The
most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Boston University and their laboratory have created a new strain of the coronavirus that is fatal in 80% of mice infected with their research. Many doctors around the country are sounding the alarm on the Made in America virus. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News voices her concern.
We've had enough. There's been enough lives lost, enough damage to our economy, enough trauma to our children. This should not be tolerated whatsoever.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced Monday China's ruling party plans to annex Taiwan on a much faster timeline under Chinese President Xi Jinping than previously thought. Blinken's comments at an event at Stanford University in California.
If we're not playing a part in the organizing, if we're not taking a leadership role in that, then either someone else is, and it may well be China.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got the author and investigative reporter Isabel Vincent going to join us. Just published her new book, Overture of Hope, and she's in the book. There's some hidden hero stories. Her book tells the amazing true story of how two British opera fans saved Jewish refugees from Hitler's camps. You know, there was so much that went on. So many more stories that we could hear about that happened in World War II. And it's been said that this is a book that is, and with the stories, is kind of a cross between Schindler's List and The Sound of Music. Isabel Vincent, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, I want to talk about something that's happening right now in Ukraine, but before we get there, I want to give you a fair shot to, you know, summarize the book, The Overture of Hope, and these hidden hero stories that you reference.
So, like you said in the introduction, this is a story of two very unlikely heroes, two sisters, two British sisters, Ida and Louise Cook, who became essentially opera groupies in the 1920s and the 1930s and followed around all of these big divas and conductors. And they befriend Hitler's favorite conductor, an Austrian named Clemens Krauss, who was head of the Bavarian State Opera. And they sort of meet him at the stage door of the Royal Opera House at Covent Garden, England, where they used to line up for the cheap seats because they couldn't afford the expensive tickets. And they asked to photograph him and get his autograph. And before they knew it, he asked them to help him save Jewish musicians, wow, people that he was working with at the opera. And so you really actually have three very complex heroes here. You have the Cook sisters, and you have Krauss, who was, you know, never a member of the Nazi Party, but was certainly beloved by the hierarchy, risking the Nazi hierarchy, risking his life to save his Jewish musicians and scholars within the classical music world that he knew. That's the story in a nutshell. And then they go on to save 29 families.
Amazing. And, you know, when you hear stories like this, you wonder how many others like this are yet to be told, right?
Yes, and, you know, the weirdest parts of the story is that they help a lot of these Jewish refugees smuggle out their life savings by, you know, a lot of people had to convert their assets to jewelry and furs in order to get as much out as they could when the Nazis took over. Because if you were a Jew wanting to leave Germany or Austria in the years before the war, you could only take out with you 14 Reichsmarks. So Ida and Louise Cook would wear the jewelry on their, you know, they figured that plastered against their very cheap clothes from Marks and Spencer's and Woolworths, that the jewelry would all look fake. And so they passed the border guards over and over again with this. And they had this routine set up that, you know, because they would also leave with their purses crammed with valuables. And if they were ever caught, they would just revert to what they called the nervous British spinster act and just say, oh, we can't, you know, we don't trust anybody to look after our stuff in England when we leave. So we carry it all with us.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it was just like, you know, they were so plain and unassuming that nobody sort of gave them a second look. And this they used to their credit. But, you know, that's also part of the reason that they were lost to history.
Yeah, exactly. Here's two gals from the cheap seats, and they're moving, you know, thousands of dollars worth of valuables right under the noses of the Germans. Huh? What a story. And
it took a lot of courage, but they just, you know, they just figured, hey, nobody's going to think that we're actually wearing real jewelry.
Exactly.
And they just played it up again and again, and they were successful.
Well, you know, we can always take, you know, again, taking advantage of perception, right? And they definitely used it to their advantage. Now, this story has some sort of semblance and it reminds us of what happened in Ukraine with a musical conductor who was killed for refusing cooperation with Russian propaganda. Tell our audience about this breaking news.
So I thought that out of all of the atrocities that have come out of Ukraine, and they've been horrific, you know, mass graves and prisoners, but you have this conductor in Kherson, in the occupied zone of Ukraine, you know, who's a very big deal there. He's the director of the local, you know, Philharmonic in the theater. And the Nazis ask him, Russians ask him to please, can he help put on a propaganda concert for the occupiers, as they put it? And he vehemently refused. Now, this is a guy who's been, like, posting on Facebook. His name was Yuri Kerpatenko, who's posting on Facebook all of these defiant messages against the Russians. So he's known to them already as somebody who's not sympathetic to them, you know, invading his territory. So we got the report that was confirmed just a few days ago that the Russian troops went to his home and just shot him dead. So, I mean, you're looking at a very interesting Nazi tactic here, because during the Second World War, the Nazis certainly weaponized classical music and especially opera, you know, to raise the effort of the Third Reich, to make it seem like, you know, this glorious undertaking. And so we have the same thing going on with the Russians in Ukraine, that they want to use music to sort of justify their rule. And, you know, the fact that they would kill somebody for not, you know, for not performing is pretty horrifying. And it, you know, it just brings it closer. It just brings this whole war closer to, to home in a way, and makes us, you know, is very reminiscent of what the Nazis did. Now, you'll recall that the whole pretext for the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th was that Putin was going to liberate the Russian speakers in the eastern part of the country. So what does that remind us of? 1938 in the Sudetenland, when Hitler said he wanted to liberate the German speakers from the part of Czechoslovakia that was mostly German speaking. And really, in both cases, it was just a power grab. So you have these, you know, eerie reminiscences of the Second World War, and certainly what the Nazis did in what's going on in Ukraine today.
Exactly.
And, you know, certainly conductors in Nazi Germany were very powerful. A lot of them, I mean, Hitler got involved in the classical music scene like no other leader in history. I mean, he would dismiss conductors because they were either because they were Jewish or they refused to conduct the operas that he wanted. And so a lot of people ended up, a lot of the best conductors in Germany and Austria ended up leaving. Clemens Krauss, the man who helped the Cook sisters save all of the Jews, he was never a member of the Nazi party, but he certainly took advantage of, you know, the openings after all conductors left in order to build his career. So yeah, he's guilty of being very ambitious, but not of doing anything else. And in fact, he was a hero in what he did. The situation in Ukraine, I look at it and it's just so reminiscent of the Second World War.
Well, and the other thing too, Putin, as you recall, referred to the Ukrainians as Nazis. Right?
Right, you know, the reverse kind of wackiness.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, we cringe at it here in this country when we have a president of the United States referring to a segment of America as semi-Nazis, whatever that means. This is all
unfair.
This is all dangerous rhetoric that does not bring us together at a time when we really need to come together. We'll have to wait and see. The story yet to be told.
Totally.
Isabel Vincent, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and speaking back with us, Jeff Hayes is back with us, the producer of the documentary, The Real Anthony Fauci. Jeff, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm excited. Now, I want to make sure, because the documentary was supposed to start streaming, it said at 12:01 on October the 18th. It's October the 18th. And I went to the site to see if it was streaming, and I thought, well, okay, did they mean 12:01, which would actually 12:01 a.m., which would actually be the 19th, not the 18th? Was it supposed to be the 18th?
It is available. It is available right now. If you go to that landing page, the real AnthonyFauciMovie.com, you have to register. You have to put in your email. Which likely we'll have to switch where we're streaming from multiple times through the course of this. We've already been blacklisted on, I think, 8 different ISPs. So we're going to have to play a little cat and mouse, but you register with your email and it gives you instant access.
Okay, the real AnthonyFauciMovie.com, that's where you go to?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, this is, I had a chance, the team was good enough to send me a bit of the screener on the movie, and I'm excited for our audience to see this movie. I mean, this is a deep dive that, of course, if you've read the best-selling book from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., on Anthony Fauci, the real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, the global war on democracy and public health. This is quite the reveal. And Jeff, what a project. I know that you know Robert Kennedy really well. You've had a long-standing relationship, but to work with him on this is had to be more than an honor. And we want to thank you for all your hard work, because this is... this is something that America needs to hear, because though we're talking about, you know, Big Pharma and Bill Gates, I mean, there seems to be a consistent theme that invades every aspect of our federal government.
Yeah, this is, you know, in the case of Tony Fauci, this one man has been responsible for distributing over his career almost $1 trillion in grants and funding. So yeah. $930 billion from one man. So if you can imagine the power base and the army of scientists that are loyal to him, that are scared to speak out against him. If people went against him, then their funding was lost, their career was lost, they lost their ability to publish and speak. And suddenly we let this kind of power accumulate with one bureaucrat. And the film documents it very well, what he did with this power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He distributes, ladies and gentlemen, you said almost $1 trillion, but keep in mind, on an annual basis, about $6.1 billion every year. So he is a constant when it comes to science, when it comes to being regulatory captured, as they refer to. He has captured all these scientists to make sure that they produce information for a predicted conclusion that benefits Anthony Fauci and his acolytes, right?
Yeah, this is you know, it's not the first time this happened. You know, when we talk about the war on drugs, everybody thinks, well, that was Nancy Reagan or that was Richard Nixon. It was the war on drugs was actually started in the 20s and 30s by a bureaucrat named Harry Anslinger. And Harry Anslinger went on to run the Bureau of Narcotics for 50 years. It's almost an exact parallel story to what Anthony Fauci did with the Infectious Disease Department of the NIH.
Well, he knew how to manipulate people's fear, and he found the Holy Grail, it seems, and that the documentary demonstrates here, Jeff, that he discovered that you could scare people with with the disease that was incurable, like AIDS. What he did with AIDS, for example. I mean, this gave him a great canvas to work this strategy that combined Anslinger's experience and what he had learned along the way. And he worked up and fortified this plan over the years. It goes back into the early 80s. The thing is that it's amazing to me, Jeff, and maybe you would know, because this has been my constant question, is that, you know, I'm wondering, how did Donald Trump fall victim to this? I mean, you would think that Donald Trump would have known better.
Yeah, there was a real turning point 3 weeks before Donald Trump took office. He called Bobby Kennedy Jr. and asked him to come out and meet him. And Bobby flew out to New York and met with Trump at Trump Tower. And this is 3 weeks before he took office. And he asked Bobby to head a vaccine safety commission, that he had some real questions about vaccines. And this is pre-COVID, of course. This is
exactly
just in general, you know, on vaccines. Bobby agreed to run that commission, which cost him, you know, the first onslaught of friends of his, you know, but he felt the issue was important enough that he aligned with Trump on this issue and agreed to run the commission. He flew back to California where he lives, and then it went radio silent. In the meantime, and you'll see it in the film, Bill Gates got a hold of Trump and told him, that was a very bad idea. Don't go down that road. And a couple of people were installed who were connected to Pfizer, and the idea of a vaccine safety commission was dead. Had that commission, that original idea of Trump's, been not killed by the people around him, our response to the COVID epidemic, I think, would have been dramatically different.
Right. Smart move at the beginning to pick Bobby Kennedy because of his, you know, decades of experience. I mean, he has forgotten more about vaccines and the history of big pharma than people will ever learn. That was a brilliant move. Sadly, unfortunately, the president did not continue to see this through and listen to him. And he ended up being surrounded by the likes of, as you say, Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. It just confounds me, but this makes sense. I can start to understand how the president got duped into believing Anthony Fauci.
And the wall around Trump was solid. I have numerous friends who were invited to visit with Trump, and all of a sudden invitations, you know, were rescinded, and suddenly they were not allowed to speak to him. And you had, you know, Deborah Birx, you had these people in place who had this vaccine agenda already gamed out in event 201 6 weeks before the first COVID virus was announced to the world. Mm. And they had already laid this out, and you'll see it in the film where they play it out. They talk about how they're going to get rid of anti-vax propaganda. They're going to, you know, control the airwaves. And then, you know, this was just a tabletop game with the CIA present, you know, which is the big question is, like, why is an intelligence agency sitting at the table when we're deciding health policy? But
exactly.
You see this play out, and then you see it play out in real life.
Yeah, this is incredible. And of course, we had a little bit of a heads up, and maybe this is what put Trump on guard, because Bill Gates had announced that a pandemic was coming back, I believe, as early as 2015. Right?
Yeah, he declared 2010 to 2020 the decade of vaccines. The Gates Foundation contributed $10 billion. To this effort, and he, you know, made himself, you know, from the most reviled businessman. If you remember back when Microsoft,
right.
the Justice Department was at him, suddenly he's this great philanthropist. Meanwhile, he's getting public agencies to spread these vaccines all over the world, and he's investing in the companies that make them. And it was a huge profit center for him, using his philanthropy to change public policy to benefit his own companies.
Yeah, and Jeff, what you point out is where they distributed these vaccines in third world countries, where the damage to people would virtually go unnoticed, or, you know, not be publicized as much. So in a sense, this experiment that Bill Gates, through his foundation, embarked on, was death by injection? Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say that hundreds of thousands of times in Africa, where we tested our failed AIDS vaccines for 40 years, you know, we've been promised an AIDS vaccine, and now we spent $16 billion on it and still don't have one, and there's still one coming next year. Nobody even bothers to hold Fauci accountable for that. But the testing that we've done on pregnant women, on children, on people all over the continent of Africa, where we go in order to get money from WHO or to get money from the U.S., you have to adopt these vaccine policies, and then we use their children as cannon fodder.
Yeah. I'll tell you, congratulations to the team. And we're grateful for the likes of Bobby Kennedy Jr. for his continuation to fight the good fight on behalf of the people of the world, and regarding vaccinations, and regarding what Big Pharma has done and how it has been killing people around the world. This is a very powerful documentary. The Real Anthony Fauci Movie.com is where you want to go. It is streaming now, and our thanks to Jeff Hayes, the producer of the documentary. Jeff, Godspeed. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was